All right, good work. I'm sorry for the delay. Okay, we're in the middle of Siv Ches, Shemin Ches, Siv Ches. Linad will finish it tonight and maybe even finish the next Emet Shemem test as well. So there's a lot here about Shlich Ledvar Avera. Last week we discussed if you send a Shlich to steal and he steals and then he brings it back to the Meshaleach, at that point it's the Meshaleach Chayv, because the Lashon Ramah is Hamar Lechavera Lignoiv. The Meshaleach is not Chayiv. Pashas, you could say, it's talking about the Meshaleach didn't yet receive it. But we brought down from Ramah early on, Rivash, a Tumul, that perhaps even if the Meshaleach already received it, he'll still be part of the Meshaleach. Is why, Lachai, once he receives it, then he himself is a Ganav without the Pasha of Shlichus. Without the Pasha of Shlichus. In the Ramah. All right, so let's just go back over. We're not going to go back into that. I just want to go back into the Ramah so I could finish the simon tonight. Let's see. Hamar lechaver nochama. Hamar lechaver lignoif. You show somebody where to steal. Oy shochu lignoif. You actually sent him to steal. Ein hamashaleach chayiv. The mashaleach is not chayiv. Why not? The ein shliach ledvar aveya. Because ein shliach ledvar aveya. So if I send you to steal and you steal, you're a big boy, you have to eat it yourself. You're responsible, and you can't blame me. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishraimin, and you're going to be responsible. That's the Ramah. Okay. Really, this halakha comes from the Rishonim of Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira. I just want to bring in a nice svari here, is that the Rishonim have a machlokes. What's the lumd of, how does Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira work? If I send you to be Mekadesh Anisha, I'm a Kohen, I send him a Mekadesh Agrusha, you're Yisrael. So let's say we hold Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira. What does that mean? Does it mean that the Kedushin is not Chal, or the Kedushin was Chal, just the Aveira doesn't go back to me? Married I will be, just I don't get the Aveira, because you're the one who did the Maisa Kedushin, not me. Is Ein Shlich...
That's a different type of
Shlichus. Why? I'm sending you to Mekadesh Anisha for me.
It's different than sending somebody to steal.
But the Gemara gives this case as well. If I send someone to Mekadesh, this is the departure of Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira. It's like all the cases. I'm asking you to do something. So when I ask you to do a Maisa Kinyan, I ask you to buy something which is also to buy, whatever. Any time that involves a Maisa Kinyan, what's Pshat? It's Pshat, Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira, and the whole Shlichus is bottle. And if you don't represent me, so when you went to Mekadesh Adisha, it couldn't have been on my behalf, because that's an Issa. So there's no Kedushin, there's no husband involved, because I'm not part of it, because you can't represent me. Memela, there's no kedushin. The whole shlichus is bottom. Or avada the kinyan is chal, and I am married to her. Just I don't get the avera because I didn't do the ma'ase issa. You did the ma'ase issa. I can't be over this if I didn't do it. And she looked at the avera. Is it just the avera that gets lost, so to speak, doesn't go back to Mishalek, or the whole kinyan is not chal?
As long as he's married to her, it's an avera.
I'm not so sure. Is that true? Yeah. Every second you have another issa by being, maybe every beer, but the mitzias right now, I'm over in this every second.
Why not?
Yeah. The mice is.
Kedushin is a little different.
Why?
You're saying you need the das of the mishaleach.
Right.
Usually, in it doesn't matter what the das of the mishaleach.
Oh, so every time I ask you to do a kinyan, how does that work? The whole thing is not. How does it work? Is it a problem in the shlichus that there's no Ribui Hakro? Let me say it a little more fundamental. How do we know Shlicha? Maybe there's no such thing as a Shlicha.
Terutz
is Truma. Gam Atem, Rabbi Shlucha Kem. There's a passion of Torah that says you can have a lot of Shlichas. Well, Chazal understood Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira. So that means what? That means that the Torah is never marba Shlichas when it comes to Aveira Dika things. Memela, you. There's no shlichus. It's over. Or no, there is shlichus even for very dicker things. Just Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira is that you can't hit me with the Aveira Shabbai. I'm not responsible if you did this and not me.
As if it doesn't affect you.
Right.
So if you send somebody to steal something, right, and there's an Ein Shlich Ledvar Aveira, so he stole it, not you.
Right.
It doesn't. By Kedushin, you're getting married.
I'm getting married, but I didn't do the. So
you,
what do you want me to? So what? So you want me to do what? Say therefore what? I can't get married, or if I got a zechagah have this. So what do you want?
You're not married.
Okay. So this.
Yeah, I think.
Elamai. To the etemaisa, there's no spasha of shlichas. Okay. Who has this shaila? The whole world has this shaila. It's a machlokes rishonim, and it's a machlokes achronim. In fact, some want to say, and that's probably what you brought out of Baba Metzia. Is that a Baba Metzia?
Yeah.
Kedushim. If you look at Mamasiya, Daf Yudim and Beis, there's two terutzim in Taisis, and the Velt wants to even be toilet. Makloikis, if that's what Taisis meant, but the Velt wants to be toilet that the two terutzim in Taisis have this makloikis. Is it that there's no shlichus and nothing happened, there's no Kedushin, or there was a Kedushin, just I'm not going to be akroy, I'm not going to have the Avera because Angel can have Avera. That's a makloik. Right, okay, I'll even take the Ritva that it's learned out from Sukkim. Divra Adivra Tam is just a Svara Ba'alma, but it's not Avad, it's the Raisa. Well, we're going to get to that, Belina, the later tonight. Hopefully, we'll get to that. This Shaila is a Shaila that everybody, not Yehuda, Rekivega, everyone, all the players that we know of, our players, everyone talks about the Shaila. There's a standard Shaila. So let's just bring it out. Why am I bringing it here? Because the Chem de Shleima brings a bishkeshmak of Svar. He says like this: the Chem de Shleima, Bamitzi Yerim and Beis, says from this halacha that says that if I send you to steal, and the halacha is Ein Hamashleach Chayv, because Ein Shlich Devar Veiro is a raya that is no such thing as the Shlich Ledvar Yodik. The whole there's no such shlichus. It doesn't work. I am not a ganav. I am not mekudeshes. The whole chalois wasn't chal. Why? Because if you're going to tell me the other side that avada you are my shlich, and avada what you did, your kinyan that you made is my kinyan, and everything you did is what I did. Not just I don't have einshin, I don't have averis. So he said, if I send you to steal, and you do the maisag bon you stole, so if you hold, it's only a problem it's at the averis, but the kinyan goes over. So then I stole, I did a maisag kinyan on this chavitz, I picked this chavitz up, so now I am the ganif. Just, I won't get pitched, I won't be able to sigzon. Okay, fine, I won't be able to sigzon, good, that's very nice. But I'm the one who is kind of the chavitz, so it's my dover agonuf by me, right? So if that would be case, zakt, so how could it say in a Meshalech Chayv? Avada Meshalech is Chayv. Meshalech certainly should be Chayv anointed. Meshalech just made a kinyan on somebody else's chayfitz. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in Abezim Rav that a ganav is Chayv anointed Mididav HaShoyl. So that's it. I am the Shoyl. I just was coining your item and I'm getting Hanov from this item. I could use this item. So therefore Mididav HaShoyl Azada should be Chayv anointed. I should be Chayv in the Karen like every ganav is Chayv in the Karen. So it's an oinish to be Chayv anointed. It's a din. If I make that we paskin that the whole shlichus is not chal and the whole kinyan is not chal because we learned like the other tzad avada the meshalek should be chayv over here by gneiva.
So that's doubly shver and rivash. We're not shver and rivash, but I mean it's like shver and rivash saying only rama. We're ancient at the means that there's no kinyan whatsoever.
Wait, which rivash? Last week's rivash? Last week's rivash we're talking about that if it actually the shliach ended up giving it to the mishaleach, will the mishaleach then now turn into a primary ganav? He himself is a ganav, but independent of the shliach. That was, but here, I want to know, I didn't get it yet, the mishaleach didn't get it yet, but the shliach did it. When the shliach picked up the ganeva, who was kind of that ganeva? Was the shliach kind of the ganeva because the whole shliach wasn't chal, so you can't, it didn't go to the mishaleach? Or the mishaleach was kind of, just the aveir didn't go over. If you learn, the mishaleach was kind of, so vada mishaleach should be chayim benoinsin, ala maizok techem the shleimim mikain raya, that we paskin, not like that, we paskin the whole shliach is not chal. Hazayzok techem the shleimim. Right? Very simple. Kishmak, right? So the problem is, not a problem, but the Nesivis says Fakert. Nesivis is also bothered by this Kasha. If you look at Nesivis in Kuf Pei Beis, the end of Sif Kotn Aleph, Toich Dvorov, he bavarns this Kasha. And he says, how does it work? What happened? L'chayra, the Meshalek should be chayv if the kinyan was gone. Nesivis passes like that. I don't know why, but the Nesivis says, Roiv Achreinim go like that. Stipel of Reyes and Nesivis, we use the Roiv. But good, the way Nesivis counted, he has a Roiv. The Roiv Achreinim hold that the kinyan is chal, just the Einish doesn't go over. So Mamela over here, why isn't the Meshalek chayv? L'chayri, he is the ganav, he has the kinyan ganeva in the chayvitz. So Nesivis, that af chiv oinsin is part of the chiv oinishu, v'meshalek patamei oinish. That which the Torah was nischadish, that a ganav is chayiv oinsin, that he has to pay back the chayvitz, it's also an oinish. It's an oinish. Memela, that also can't go over. Avada, you want to know who is kind of the gneva? The meshalek was kind of the gneva. You want to know the of Shini's kind of who's going to get the kin, who's going to keep the item? The meshalek will keep the item, let's say. But the fact that to be chayiv oinsin, that chiv is also a oynish dikachiv. It's a patch. A guy who gets a patch, he's chayiv boinsin. And that patch we can't give to this mishalek, because mishalek didn't do anything wrong. The shalik did something wrong. Vein shalik did va'avera. The Chemdu Shleima learns that that which a ganav is chayiv boinsin is minadin. Midida v'ashoel, it's minadin. No, it's not an oynish. Memela, he brings the raya faket. But the Nesiva says no, that even the chayiv boinsin of a ganav is only an oynish, and that oynish also can't go over to the mishalek.
Even if Yisun chayiv in ganav, can he hold down on gegambetis chayiv?
Well, once a Mishaleh gets it, no, he can't hold on to it, because once he gets a Lechai, he himself will turn into a Ganav, like we said last week. Or, better yet, the Chayfetz still belongs to the Nigdav, so the Nigdav could say, Mamuni Gabak, I want to get my Chayfetz back. 100%. But the Ganav cannot be Chayi Ba'inzin, because that Chayi Ba'inzin is an Einish. And that also doesn't go over, because Ein Shlech Litva Aveir. Good? So, what? It's a big chiddush in the Nesivis, right? Nesivis making up that chiv ointin is also a oynish dikidin. But I want to show you that the Nesivis is not far. It's a dovah mistabe. First of all, let's just take basic. The heishiv is exhala. The chiv ashava is for sure an oynish. It's an oynish. Avad that the chiv is ben, you're allowed to pick it up. But that I have a chiv to give it back to you is an oynish. It's a lava ba makal. It's a lava in the tiglase. That I say was menatik lav. That's the oynish einche shalav, like Rashi calls it. Avad that that's an oynish that I got to give you back the chivitz. That for sure the meshaleich won't have. If he steals it through shlichus, the meshaleich doesn't have a chiv to give it back.
It's not his.
It's not his, so Yannick could take it back. But I don't. I won't have the chiv like anyone else. We're all equal. Maybe Shavus Aveda, maybe if it's grabbed still by the shliach, whatever. It's, we're all equal in that.
So there's a chiv like a
Shavus. Let's say like a Shavus Aveda, but that chiv you and I have also. If you see someone steals on the wheels, have a chiv a Shavus Aveda.
Same way,
have
a chiv a
Shavus Aveda,
a chiv
a Shavus Gzeila. The Hodges Gzeila is a ganav has a chiv a to give back to Gneva. That's an oynish.
Why is mine? The same way you have a person finds an Aveda, he has a chiyuv to give it back.
That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah.
So it's also a mitzvah. So. Yeah.
If it's a lava nitta glase, Rashi says, how does lava nitta glase work? Because it's the asay is the oinshay shalav. It's the oinish of the lav. When the Torah gives an asay after a lav, that's the punishment that the Torah is giving for the person to do the, who committed that aveira, that lav. So if the Torah gave veshav as a gzeila for like six, obviously it's an oinish. Right, correct. Correct, 100%. Hashavis Avedi, you don't have to do when there's a hefsid. We have a lot of chilukim. Right? He's correct. Hashavis Avedi was, I told the Bible, pick up your chavit. I don't have to return it.
We're not saying to Hashavis Avedi.
The same way the Torah is Mechayev, you know, Hashavis Avedi,
the Torah is
Mechayev, you're a gun,
you
got a mitzvah
to return it. Doesn't mean it's the same type of thing.
Okay, let me take even to the next step. The Chem de Shleim himself has a problem. The Gemara says that Shlichus Yad, you could do a Yedei Shliach. If you're a Shema and you send a Shliach to the Shaleg Yad in an item, in the Dava Pekodin, why? Gzeris HaKosiv, it's Nisraba, that the Shlichus Yad a Yedei Shlichus. But without that Gzeris HaKosiv, what would be? There would not be a Din Shlichus Yad, and the Shema would not be Chayiv. Would not be Chayiv, right? So now, make a Chedron. If you learn Zokfrektachem de Shlema, light these Rishonim, who learn that the kinyan every shlichus ledvarei the kinyan is chal, just not the oynish. So when the shema sends a shliach to be shaleich yad in the chayfetz in the bekodin, the kinyan should be chal, and the shaleich yad, the shema is the one who made that kinyan in the davar pikodin, and the shema should be chayv and einzin. What's going on? So why do I need a new gzeris hakosav that there's such a thing called shlichus by shlichus yad? Damayok, I hold ein shlich ledvarei. And the Aveira won't go over to the Shema. But the Kinyan will go over to the Shema, because that is never shter by Ein Shlichus Aveira. And the Shema now has this Kinyan, and therefore the Shema should be Chayiv on Einzin. So to Chem the Shlema, that I'm Avrada Moide, that by Shlichus Yad, Avada the Chiv Einzin is an Einish. That's an Einish. By Gneva I hold it's Minadin, because the Gemara says, Mididava Shoyel, it's like a regular Shayla. But by Shlichus Yad, which is a Chiddush Akra, that somebody who Shaleik Yad, even Amnas, Shalei Legainva, you have to know what the Chiddushim on the Rishonim say, even Amnas, Leshalim, whatever the Chiddushim are in the Parsha of Shlichus Yad, that I'm Chayiv, that Chiv Einzim by Shlichus Yad, it's certainly an Einish, and I'm Moida that without the extra Chiddush Akra of Shlichus, Avada, a Shema would not be Chayiv an Einzim.
How can you say that it's a, that by Geneva it's an Einish? The Gemara calls it Alma Lava Nitta Glesa. It's an
So you got the Einus.
No, that's Kufa it. That's my Raya. Lava Nitta Glase is a Karashi. What's Lava Nitta Glase? It's a Karashi. You do the Karashi. That's a Einshay Shalav. And Lava Nitta Glase means the Asay is a Einshay Shalav. That's how it's Nitta Glase. The Torah says, your klep is going to be, not Malgus, your klep is going to be, you better do the Asay. That's your klep. That's Einshay Shalav. That's Kufa why it's Lava Nitta Glase. If it wouldn't be an Einish, it wouldn't be a Lava Nitta Glase.
Right, so guys steal, and they pay twice automatically. They pay for one thing, is he's a Mazik, so you stole, you have to give back the papers. Now he has a new
Einus,
so
what's
your
Gzeir?
You have to pay back
the money. Well, that's a Pasha Gzeir. He takes
it. Right?
No, not Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. Mazik is if I blow it up. I didn't blow up, it's Ben.
Not if he washes a Gzeir.
Right.
Somebody stole an item.
Right.
No.
No, not because he's a Gzeir. Yeah, no, he has the right to take it, but not because he's a Gzeir back. Your Chayfet is now in Honolulu. Go pick it up. I don't know. So what do you want from me? I stole it, but it's not. I don't have any dinim on the Chayfet. It's your Chayfet that's sitting in my house. It's a marshal. Gnevis Akum. If you go like the Urayim, it's a Gnevis. Sorry, it's not mine, but I don't have any dinim on it to give it back. It's just not mine. How does it belong to the guy? Good. So his Kenyan wasn't Paka. His Bailus wasn't Paka. It's still his. So Romain is. So it's the same thing here. But the Chiddush HaKrov, that gives you a Chiv, you got to give it back. That's your Einish. And that Einish also, there's a Chiv, well, let's see if it's even the Chiv Einzin is also an Einish. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a Chiv Einzin on it. But the Chem, what I'm trying to bring out is the Chem the Shleim himself is Moida. He has to be Moida. It's a Fusha, right? The Moida has a needs a Kra to be Ma'a B'Shlich. He himself is a Kasha. Alamai, he wants to say that Shlich Hizyad is different, that the Chiv Einzin by Shlich Hizyad for sure is an Einish. It's just the Chiv Einzin of Gneva, there he understands it's not an Einish. Now, once the Chem the Shleim went to Zayvait, then the whole Chem the Shleim is Bata Yisai Bata Labinim. Because if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Ayin Bezim and Aleph, which Lechay, where he's coming from, the Gemara says, Midedav Ashoel, but Gemara says, Midedav Ashoel for a different thing, not for this. You know why Ganav is Chayiv Bainzin? How do we know that Ganav is Chayiv Bainzin? Maybe Ganav is not Chayiv Bainzin. Maybe it's Ben, he has to give it back, but if it's not Ben, he's Bata. Who said he's Chayiv Bainzin? Where do we know this from? So Veldwey says of a Midedav Ashoel, it's a toys. You look in the Gemara, that's not in the Gemara, like Rashi at least. So Rashi in that very same Gemara, how do I know a gan if it's Chayiv Bo'intzin? Because it's a gzeir, it's a kosev, that a shaleach yad is Chayiv Bo'intzin. Kochik ain't a gan of mamish. That's what Rashi says. Means, how do I know a gan of is Chayiv Bo'intzin? That's from the Pasha of Shlichus Yad. That's my only Mekor Rashi has, that a gan is Chayiv Bo'intzin. So, to the extent...
But
it's an Einish of a Chiv Mamin. All right, yeah. So, good. That's how Rashi knows that a Ganav is Chayiv Bo'intzin, right? So, to the extent the Chem the Shleima is Moida, and he has a right from the Gemara that Shlichas Yad the Chayiv Bo'intzin is an Einish, and the whole din of Chayiv Bo'intzin by Gnev is learned out from Shlichas Yad, and Lechayra, the Chayiv Bo'intzin by Gnev is also an Einish. Has to be. That's where it's learned down from. You can't have it anywhere else. And the Netzivus is right. Has to be right. Because the whole Chayiv Einzin by Ganav is the same Chayiv Einzin of Shlichas Yad. And that Chayiv Einzin, everyone's Moida has an Einish. So Mamela, there's no right from here. Avada, we could hold like the Poiskim that the Kinyan is Chal and the Yesh Shlichas for the Kinyan Shabbat, and just the Aver and the Einish doesn't go over. And but one of the Einshin is a Chayiv Einzin, and that Einish won't go over either. Mamela, everything's good. That's why the Meshalech is part of. All right. Kishmak HaTayra. Fine. Let's continue. Miu. If the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, yesh oimrim that the shliach is chayiv. If the shliach himself is not a bar chiyuva, if he doesn't have this chiyuv, then the mashliach is going to be chayiv. There are cases where you have to know much else what case it would be by Gneva that the shliach wouldn't be a bar chiyuva, because if it would be a cotton or a goy, which is not a bar chiyuva, maybe you have a different problem, because ain't shliach is a cotton, ain't shliach is a goyim. The achrayim tum about it, they want to say maybe for this, there would be a pash, for aveir, there would be a pash of shlichus by goyim. Okay, you have to know. But pashtis, whatever the case is, but if it's eino bar chiyuva, the Ramah paskins, yeshayim, at least yeshayim, that we do see yeshlich of aveir. Now, where is it? Ish is a bar chiyuva. The Gemara says Ish is a bar chiyuva. The Gemara says yes. Maybe Ish is not a bar chiyuva. The Gemara, but Yos and Ra, really she is a bar chiyuva. What we really are coming from is the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Yedonim Abay, says there, why is Chatz a koina gneva? I ain't shlich ledvaver. And if Chatz is mitam shlich, it's ain't shlich ledvaver. So why should Chatz be koina? So Gemara says two truths. And one is, when do we say ain't shlich ledvaver? When it, the shliach is a bar chayuva. Mashenke a chot, which is not a bar chayuva, then we will say yeshlik the vayvera. The other teretz gemara holds no, that maybe even if you're not a bar chayuva, it's also yeshlik the vayvera. Why? Because iboyi avid, iboyi lo yavad. The ma'isa, the shliach had the choice whether to go ahead and do the ma'isa or not, and therefore, since ultimately it was the shliach's decision, you can't stick the mishalech with that avera because the mishalech didn't do it, the shliach did it. But if it's bar kocha, it's going to happen automatic, like ve'achotza. Once it's in the chotza, it automatically happens. Then we will say yeshliach the va'avera. Those are two roots in the gemara. But it's basically it's a machloikis in the gemara if by einu bachiyuva if there's yeshliach the va'avera or not. And it's really halalocha pashas it's a machloikis rishainim, and that's what the Ramad's bringing down over here. Yeshayim that we pass like that tzad the mashalech is chayiv who goes like that teretz. And the shach argues, and the shach and sivkan vav passes like the other rishainim. A few lines in, he says halasi shama. If you look over there in kuf pei beis, over there also the Beis Yosef and the Ramah paskin that when there's einu bachiyuva the yeshliach the va'avera. However, I halasi shama zok the shach. Lidino, the ain chilik ben ashlik brachiyuva ayloi, or the oilam ain shlik ledvaravera, raka vichotz is different, only bechotz, but everywhere else we say ain shlik ledvaravera. So Yisrael is not a brachiyuva, correct? That was the case that the Gemara gives to Moshe Leisatir. Tesis to Moshe Leisatir, maybe there will be a nafkamina. That was one of the cheshbainas over there in the Gemara. But enochanami. Now, what's together, just to throw in, what's pshat, iboy avad, iboy loy avad. So why should that block it? So some of the mafreshim explain, because the shliach still has a different avir, even if it's not a bar chayuva, he has a different avir called lifnei. So as the lifnei iva shabai, he shouldn't have carried through with the ma'isa, and therefore he did, it's his tough luck. Divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishayman, you don't look at me, I'm innocent here, you shouldn't have carried through with the ma'isa. Good, but it's a makloikis in the Gemara, makloikis yishayim, and now la'alok, it's a makloikis, Ramah with the shach, how we paskin. Now, you brought down, what about if the shlik is a shaygik? So if you look over here, I guess let's look at the smas of cotton. If the shlich is a shaygeg, we're going to see. Let's see the ramah, the smas. Sorry, in sivkot and chaf. So he says that yeshayim da mashalech chayiv. Why? The ain shaykh loy mekan the sava mashalech the lo yasa hashlich mashabikesh mimenu mitam the divrei rav the divrei tam the divrei mishayim. Came in the ain barachiv since he's not a barachiv, so therefore avad he will carry through with the mice, and since he's going to carry through with the mice, so then the mashalech would be chayiv. Again, that's going like that. Teretz of the Gemara. Uvidaki moisha hevi. This is a new din by shaygig. Uvidaki moisha hevi divrei amodachai perkama davav metzia. The kasa b'shem moiram. Do me a favor, pick up my item in Yenim's house, my shor. It was never mine to begin with. It was Elulagonvoiniskavin. I wanted to steal it. So what do? I send an innocent shliach. Do me a favor, go pick up that chafetz that's mine over there and bring it to me. So the shliach unknowingly went and brought the chafetz to me and just did a maisa gneva b'shegeg. Chayiv ha-meshalech b'achrayis ha-shor b'meshikas ha-shliach. The meshalech is chayiv b'meshikas ha-shliach. Why? The ha-shliach lo yoda shu gneva, because the shliach was unaware that it was gone of. V'shana mukyayisiv kosa b'perek merubo the ha-shliach is yechayiv. The ain shliach ledvar ver afilu b'mokum shen ha-shliach yedei ha-masa isa. So it's a machlekes Mordechai and the Muki Yosef. When a shliach is a shegig, do we say ain shliach ledvar avera or not?
It can make sense that the shliach, it can be the shliach's fault, but he should have asked.
I don't know if he asked the double guess. I told him it's my item, go pick up my chavitz. Is it? That was one of the keys. Sorry, it took the time. Well, okay, we're there. God, you have to know if he knew about it or not. That was discussed. Right? And then Enochanami over there talks about. Sorry? Why did he go into Yenim's Cheder? Right here, over there, it's the I believe it's from the Chibas Arash, right? I didn't bring that page with me here tonight, but I believe the Chibas Arash, right? He says that we totally disregard that claim because we say, why should he enter Yenim's Chatz? He shouldn't have done it. And therefore, you knew all along that you're stealing. You're helping the wife, the daughter-in-law, whatever it is, you're helping to steal. And Akhlam, if you have that, you know, then it won't be a shaygig. But if I just tell you, go pick up my chayf, it's from there. It's really coming from the Mishnah in Tesam and Aleph and Bava Kama, and that's what Tosis says, his alaka, Rashi, well, late Rashi Pshat, Tosis comes out, late Rashi Pshat, that When do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? If the Shliach knew what's going on. So you Shliach, you shouldn't have gone through with it. Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamo, Divrei Meishaimen. You shouldn't have gone through with it, but to the extent the Shliach doesn't know, so you know for sure he's going to go through with it. You know for sure he's going to steal. Well, they think it's mine. You know for sure he's going to take the shor. So then you can't tie an Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira because Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamo, Divrei Meishaimen. He didn't know that there's a Divrei Rav. He didn't know that it's a Maisa Gneva. So Avadi is going to go through with it, so Avadi should be Chayiv. And you just read Duch. Sai, if you learn this Pshat in the Gemara, is Iboy Ovad, Iboy Eloy Avad. Here he will be chayiv the mishleich because it's not like Yiboyavi beloved. He thinks he for sure is going to carry through with the shlichas because he has no reason to suspect otherwise. And if the shprat is a bar chayuva, here too, the way the Rishonim explained, it's also avad he's a bar chayuva. But the word is that what's the whole lom that's a bar chayuva? Bar chayuva is that I thought that you're not going to carry through because you're a bar chayuva. You wouldn't want to do averis. But to the extent that you don't know it's an avera, so avad you're going to carry through. So avad the mishleich is going to be chayiv. So that's the shita satayis. And the Moki Yosef argues and says no matter what, because ein shliach l'dvar, we say ein shliach l'dvar avera, and even if the shliach is a shogeg, the mishleich is going to be pata. Again, it's a machlekes bishayim, and it's going to be a machlekes hapaiskim as well. Lahalacha, if you look in the Shach, when he starts over there, Maharshal, it's like five lines when it, towards the end of the line, when the big lines. Maharshal Shom Hisig al Hanamuki Yosef, V'tiach Dvarim Kinegdoi, U'pasak HaMordechai, and Maharshal was adamant to passing like the Mordechai, which is Shitas HaTaisis, that by Shoigeg we do say Shliach L'Dvar Avera. U'lafiyin is Daiti Shaloi Kedas Hisig Alav, V'nir Ika Kedas Muki Yosef. And the Shach is Mayrich. For pages, the Shach is Marek to prove why he feels the Moki Yosef is right. So, Lahalacha, we have a Makloikis Rishayna, which is really Makloikis Mahashal and Shach. Do we say by Shoigig Yeshu Shliach L'Dvar Aveira or not? Agav, the Shach points out, that which the Sma brings down from the Moki Yosef, if you look back in the Sma, towards the end, it says, Shana Moki Yosef Kasa Beperk Maruba, the Hashliach Chayiv, the Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, so Mashliach is not Chayiv, but the Shliach will be Chayiv, that the Shach argues with. If you look at the Shach, like a line before that we quote the Mashal, where the Shliach is a Shoigig, and we do, and the Moki Yosef sheet is, we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, so Mashliach is not Chayiv, is the Shliach Chayiv?
Right,
he's a Shoigig, so is he Chayiv or not? So if you look over there, the Shach says, "O Mashukasa b'shem Namuk Yosef, the Hashliach Chayev Lesa, the Lakasa Namuk Yosef Shom, Rakti Mikom Mokam, Mashaleach is Pata, because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Avu Sheyehi Hashliach Chayev Ein Lazeh Tam Klal." How could you be Mechayev the Shliach? The Shliach doesn't know. As it continues, you can't be Mechayev the Shliach; he doesn't know. Whether Mishalek did know, so that goes into the Shiloh. Do we say Yeshlik the Vaveh when the Shlik is a Shagig? But to be Mechayev the Shlik, that's impossible because he doesn't know and he's an Oinis and he's going to be Zicha be Potter.
Maybe it means when he keeps in his Bishos when he finds out. Then
when he finds out. So later on when he finds out, then at that point he'll be the Ganif. He doesn't make a new kinyan. I don't know. So at what point is Avalei Sigal then when it's in his Bishos later on? I don't know if that's the Mashmois Advarim, but I hear. Fine. Which means, even if we'll say, just to bring it out, there's a ksais sheet, a ksais holds that the din, petzatakas potzal, the rabbi shegig, kemezer, ayin is karatzen by mazik, that odamud loylam was never said by Ganev and a gazlan. So ksais holds that you have to mamish be, the ksais in sumakafe, you have to mamish be bemezid in order to be chayiv. Or pashay karvlamez, you have to be, in order to be chayiv. But a few of pashas, we've in the taisis, Baba Kama, Davdala, I believe, in the Miri, in the Hagoizel Basra. There are a couple of writers in Yishayim, not like that, Avada. We will say the Klal of Adamud Loilam, even by Gnev and Gzela, but that's only if you're a Pesheya, a Karvel Pesheya, a Einis Kaveda. But if you're Einis Gama, Avada, you're going to be Potter. That's how we pass him. So if you're Einis Gama, you're going to be Potter. This is an Einis Gama, and Avada should be Potter. You thought the Chefetz belonged to you, and that you were innocent, you did nothing wrong, and Avada, you're going to be Potter. So the Shach argues on that Knech that was brought down. All right, fine. So the bottom line is we have a Machloikis by Baruch Yuvah V'Yeshliach L'Dvar Aveira, and we have a Machloikis by Shoigig if it's Yeshliach L'Dvar Aveira. Okay, let's try to finish up here. Let's continue. I guess once we're here, I just want to maybe go back.
The
Ksaisen Kafhei?
No, the stick of the Shach. He said the beginning of the
that's right. Right. You see what he says on Mashal Sham Hisig? The mamish the line before, in the middle of the line. I just should mention, just to tie the knots here, is if you recall, go back in Ramah a few lines. It says over there, remember he ran out of the city, he hid the goods in the city, he couldn't bring it out, so he sent a shlich into the city to bring it out. So over there it says, "Hashlich chayev l'shalom dehu ik aganev ma'akeh sheyada shu geneva," because he knew about the geneva, that's why the shlich is going to be chayev. And the goyin over there, which we already mentioned earlier, the Goyin in Sivkan Kav Zayin says, Ma'akash Yoda, Avul Lo Yoda, had the Shliach not known that it was stolen goods, he thought that the guy outside his says, we're just sending him, and the Shliach is bringing me my stuff from the city. Afilu Shocho B'tchile Lignoi V'spata V'chayva Meshalech, the Shliach will be part of Meshalech will be Chayv, because when the Shliach is Lo Yoda, the Meshalech is Chayv, there we do say, Yeh Shliach L'Vaver. It means the Goyin actually touched our Ramah a few lines before, Mamish to say the same Malacha, that we do say, Yeh Shliach L'Vaver when it's a Shaykh. And which we discussed, I think Moish pointed out last week, is that it's not Muchach, you don't have to learn Pshat like the Goyin, you can learn Ma'akashi Yuada Shu Geneva, because had he not known, then he would be an Oynis, like the Kshak says now with the Mashal, he would have been an Oynis, and Avada, you can't be Mechayev the Shliach. So you need Ma'akashi Yuada Shu Geneva to be Mechayev the Shliach, because had he not known, then even if we will still say Ein Shliach Devaver, even by Shaykh, but you can't be Mechayev the Shliach, because the Shliach didn't know, he's an Oynis. Like the Shach says here. So therefore the Ramah had to say Ma'akashi Yuada Shu Geneva. So it's not Muchach, the Goyim, what the Goyim plugs into that Ramah is L'Chariah, not Muchach. You don't have to say that Ramah's Paskin Yeshlich Lidvaveh Bishagi. Fine. All right. Let's finish up here. Zakt Ramah, Ayn Be'avinezer Simen Pevav, Isha Shemakra, or Mishkino, Babal Oymeshagan Vimimenu. Over there, we'll talk about a different halakha. Fine. Let's try to do tonight's Simen, Shimem Tes, is fairly easy. Hopefully, Mietzchem will be able to do the whole Simen. Just basic, simple halakhas. Din isha ve'eved ve'katan shaganvu bay hei se'ifim. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha shaganvu. Say a man, say a woman who steals. Chayovim l'shalim. No matter what, even though the pasuk, this man points out, even the pasuk says ish, it doesn't mean lafuki. And isha avada, isha is also chayiv. Chayovim l'shalim. Novos, elo she'eshes ish shaganvu. If it will be an eshes, if she's married, it may not karen ben, oy chilufov, if the karen is not ben, or the exchange of the karen is not ben, ain lo memal l'shalim, she has nothing to pay back with. And therefore, she will not be chayiv, she won't pay achet to salmon or to siskayish until she becomes a widow or until she becomes divorced. Because as long as she's married, she doesn't have any assets to pay back. Like the Gemara says, pigiyos and ra. If they're chayvlu ba'acherem, the mazik other people, there's no way to get payment from them. They don't own anything. All her ma'isi yadayim, machakonti ishakana ba'ilu, all her ma'isi yadayim belong to her husband. So mele, she doesn't have any money. So Memele won't be negeya when to be chayiv. If she has the keren ben, so if it's your chayfis, you take your chayfis back. But if it's not ben, then she's going to be potter, or you won't have. She won't be able to pay you back. I should say, actually, to someone, it is garish.
If her husband gives the shas, then she would have
chayiv. Yeah, if her husband wants to pay for her, which is maisam b'chayim, they do. Kisei, the car accidents, women are in car accidents, of other the husband's pays. Mamish, I would say weekly. What? Could be they don't know. A lot of them do know enough of Pekin. That's tough.
Late doesn't have a very apartment.
Yeah.
Why can't you say that she doesn't have money?
She taka doesn't, but yeah, the husband is chayv to bring her kabanis.
Why doesn't
the very cool, I believe it's part of the ksuba. I think Rashi brings down the Tosefta that the husband brings her wife's kabanis. That's why by Shalanda what the gears in the Tosefta was, but that when she gets divorced, says the Lashon and the Shaiva to take care of the Kabbanis. But yeah, the husband brings her Kabban and Faket, and that's Yaitzi, her din of her Kabban too, even though it's his money. And like much we once spoke over, and Nisantaina, therefore the husband could give his money for her from Matanas of Yainim, and she'll be Makaim the din of Matanas of Yainim, just like he could bring her Kabban. It's the same type of alamdis. Right. Right. Maybe this Einish of Chiv Einsen. I don't know if you say it on all Einsen. Yeah.
Is that true if she works?
So even if she works like this, the halacha is, if she supports herself, or if she says, Eini Nezenis Veini Eisa, means don't support me, don't pay for my mezainis, and therefore it's my ma'isi yadayim, then avada she could keep her ma'isi yadayim. True. However, if she doesn't say that, and it's just that she happens to be the breadwinner of the family, she's the one who works, but she never exercised that right. She never said, "Eini nizaynis v'eini eisa." That's already a machlekes marit. It's a ran. It's a tumah. Piskachuva brings down the nevenezo. If it works automatically, that ma'isi yadayim are hers, but it's still his until she exercises that. The Chazanish points out correctly. I mean, doesn't matter. It's very gishmak avot. Chazanish says that as long as the husband supported his wife the first week of marriage, so then that's it. For Loilam Ved, the Ma'isi Yadayim going to belong to him. Why? Because the first week I supported you, so therefore your Ma'isi Yadayim belong to me. So then the second week that I support you from your Ma'isi Yadayim, so what? But those Ma'isi Yadayim are already mine. And then the third week, it continues. You'll never have it unless you take exercise any Nizayim Svein Yosef. But to say Stam, that because she's the one who's supporting, he's not being mazed in her, therefore her Ma'isi Yadayim belong to her, it's not true. It would only be true if from the beginning, from the time of the Chasna onward, he never supplied Mizayim to her. But if he did it the first week, then forever after, her Ma'isi Yadayim are his. And Mamela, he's supporting her Mizaynis for the next week from her Ma'isi Yadayim, which is now his. And it keeps on going. And Mamela, unless she exercises the halakha. What do you mean?
more than a week's pay in a week.
If she spends it more than. I don't know if I'm shuldik for that. I'm only shuldik to give her basic necessities. You mean if she doesn't make enough? If she doesn't make enough, so then who does? So it must be me. So then Vaita, the Ma'isi Yadayim will belong to me.
But you say, she doesn't have assets. They're legally assets under her name. That doesn't matter.
You have to know a pi'alacha, what that has. A pi'alacha, ma'chikon tisha konabayla, will belong to him. Unless he gave her a matana, that she should have it. Which we'll see. You know, let's see the sma.
What about the she's not going to pay it back. It's not a
if she takes the avos, how could she pay back the avos if she never has? Yeah, but it could be that if she's lost her from a zaynis, he'll be chai for those to pay back that avos. Yeah, it's part of mezainis. It's a part of his chiv. There's a provider with mezainis is to provide pay back the avos for mezainis. Could be all right. Well, that's its cost.
The husband supports the wife. Isn't that how it goes?
No, so if that happens, I'm telling you, but if that happens, as long as she doesn't exercise any Zayn Svein Esa, it could be he'll still own. That's my clerk is. He might still own the Ma'isi Yadayim. All right, let's see the.
What's the Lufoy first?
If she took the Gneva and she sold it and now has money in its place, the item that she got in its place of the Gneva, that's also Ben, that will also go to the Nignav. That he also will let her collect from.
And then if she buys something with that money...
As long as you can keep on, you have a paper trail. You know that it was a constant chain. So all that chains, the nignam will still be able to get from. Sorry? Avada, she has a chiv. In fact, Asma says, Avada, we paskin right now that she's got to pay, but she can't pay till later.
Why can't we
force her
to say
anything?
If she has
masi dan. I don't know, she's mochiv to say
anything. Right now,
she doesn't own anything. She'll play it when her husband dies.
She needs enough money to support herself plus extra.
Right. Why don't you force her to say anything? Then I didn't see.
She doesn't make money to eat. No,
I don't see anyone who says you can force her to say anything. Then yes, yeah, there's a different answer. Let's see this man, and we'll talk about more answers. Look at this man's of cotton base. If you're not, any lady who's not married, a widow, divorce, if she's divorced or she's a teenager, the yesh lehen mimal shalim miyad, there they have what to pay right away. Avad that she's going to be chayiv. Mashen kein isha she yesh labal the chala shaloh hechnisa mistam labayla. Anything that she owns, she was machnas labayla, and anything that she buys, kol machakanti shekana bayla. And I'll take it to the next step. The mechaben even ezra in siman peyisef ala paskins, even if somebody else gives her a matana, a menas she'ein labayla v'shus ba, way we paskin, the makaba paskin, it doesn't work. The Baal still owns the item. It has a din, next thing malog. But the Baal still is eichel peris, and she cannot use that to pay the nignav with it, because the Baal has a kadima, the Baal has a schus to eat the peris at that item. You can't get around the Baalim's grip on her nechasim. The only way out the Mechaber says over there, the only way out is if you masna, if the Nisin is masna, but Gufa Matana with all, and it says that, not just Amanachin Labalashis, but I'm giving it to you only for this tafkid, kach ve'kach. So then it's earmarked for that tafkid, so it has to remain that tafkid. So if someone would give her Matana, here's money, and the tafkid is only to pay back the Nignav, then yes, and then she'll be able to take the money and pay back the Nignav. But if you give the money to her and say, Amanachin Labalashis, but tough, the Baal still has a right to have Nixon. It's like a dim Nixon. Look, he has still a right to eat Paris and Mamela. You won't be able to sell that item. However, continues the Sma, this is a beautiful Eitzah. Zok the Sma, Ubesayf Simen, Shin Nun Vav, Shimian Vav Nisbar, Dim Yeshlo Nixon Malug, if she'll have Nixon Malug, Chayeves Limkor Miyad, she's Mechuyiv to sell her Nixon Malug, Betayves Hano, Ulashalim Hakeren Ayin Shom, Bedrisho, Betun Tov Kavdala Sefyod, which is Machab of the Ensefyod and Ramod the Ensiftes, both say that by Mazak we do the same thing. She has Nixon Malug, anything that she Yarshin, anything that someone gave, I'm not saying Shalem Balavishuspa, anything that she brought into her marriage, all that is Nixon Malug. It means she retains bailus on the item, just her husband has a right to schus to be Eichu Peris on that item. So what she could do then is Lamashal, like a may have asked him of a husband, her husband dies, she'll get back those items. So she could go to a buyer and say, look, I have $1 million worth of assets of Nixon Malug my husband's eating from. I'll sell it to you. On the tzad, my husband dies before me, and I'll end up getting my chfeitzim back. Then you'll have the ownership, you'll acquire those, I mean acquire it now, but then you'll have the schus to keep those items. On the tzad that he survives her, the husband outlives her, so you buyer, you're going to lose everything because the husband's going to yashin it and you're not going to get anything. But on the tzad that she outlives him, so she'll get those assets, so then you'll be able to get those assets and you'll be able to keep those assets. So if it's $1 million worth of assets, it's you're talking someone will pay 10%, 10 cents on the dollar, $100,000, then on the tzad she outlives him, he'll own these items. He might have to wait 30 years to get it. You see people buy these life insurance policies on other people. They're hoping they daven every day these people should die. So here too, this boy will buy it and he'll daven every day she should die. And Mimela, he'll get the item. What's it worth? Now, if his tools don't work and she dies first, he's stuck. He's not going to get anything. But if she outlives him, he'll get the chvetim, right? So you have such a musig. So Mimela, if there's enough value there, even if there's not enough, whatever value there is, she should sell her Nixon Malug to be able to raise capital to pay off the Gneva.
Why don't the Karen?
Sorry?
Karen.
In which case says Karen? Oh, L'shalim Karen. You mean Lafuke Kefal, you mean? Why shouldn't... Well, first of all, we don't pass in Kefal Bezman Azai, but you mean if we had passed in Kefal,
what do you mean?
Whatever the Karen of the Gnev is, that should be mechuyev to do. All right, fine. So this is lechayr the call it a practical aid. So this is the way to go about this halacha is that she should sell off her nixin malug and like this, and she's going to take a big hit because she's going to have to find a buyer. She's going to have to give a real discount to get someone to buy such a risk. So mameila, maybe that itself will be encouraging for the husband to pay her bill, that this way she'll be able to keep those assets. Otherwise, she'll be mamish penniless. The second he dies, she'll be penniless. Fine.
What do you mean the husband doesn't want to pay her bill?
Well, if the husband wants to pay a bill, it's not a problem. We're talking about whether the husband doesn't want to pay the bill. If the husband doesn't want, then pigyos and raw. I just want to stell on something. It says, "Im ena karen ben oy chilufa." If the chiluf of the karen is ben, the nignav has a right to go after it. Means that which we say, "Mashakonti shakana baila," was never gazak by gneva. The baal's not going to be kind of the gneva to stop her from returning the gneva, and so to anything she exchanges the gneva for. She sells it, the money that she gets for the gneva, the baal won't be kainah. Then she buys something with it, that item, the baal will never be kainah any dava gonav and its chilufa. The mela, she has that money to pay back the nignav.
What is this din of chilufa?
What do you mean?
Is it din always in gneva, or let's say somebody steals something, such a din as the after show us gneva of chilufa?
No.
What's the special?
Sorry, you're 100%. I have a problem here understanding this halacha. I mean, I understand why the Baal, let's say, perhaps won't be koina the gneva chilufa, but just take it apart. What really took place? She stole an item, and she sold it. So let's say I sold it to a pawn shop. I don't know, I sold it to somebody who doesn't realize it was a davar gonav. I have no right to sell a gneva. I can steal your shirt. Doesn't work. Unless you say yish v'chinin rishos. So if that's the case, then I hear. It means if there's yish and chinin rishos, and the kinin was chal, so then the money that was paid for the goods is legit, and that money is mine, and for some reason we have to say that the Baal was not coin of that money because it came back from Zekaneva, then I hear we have a case where she owns something and she can give it to the Nignav. But let's say there was no yish yet. So she took a Gneva, she sold it, she thought she sold it, really she didn't sell it because she can't sell someone else's item. The buyer thought he was buying something, he was bought the Brooklyn Bridge, doesn't work. So that which the buyer paid her is also a joke, he didn't pay anything. It really still belongs to the buyer. So now she's holding on to the buyer's money. She's a twice ganef. She stole chayfetz, then she sold the chayfetz to someone else. Sold to someone at Brooklyn Bridge, took money, so now she stole money. I don't know, it's not her money. Now comes along the Nignam and says, I want to take this money. How can the Nignam take this money? What's going on? It doesn't make any sense. He's taking a buyer's money. It's not her money. It belongs to somebody out there in the shuk. Someone else's item. Elamai, that guy, I don't know, gave up. I don't know, that guy you can't track down. That guy's a guy. I don't know. Moshe Tzatzir, why that guy's not getting the chefetz back, getting his money back. So I think then the husband should keep the item, the money. I mean, if for some reason she somehow is zeiche in the money, not machmas the gzele. It wasn't really an exchange for the gzele because the mechir to that buyer never took place. It was never really a legitimate mechira. So the money wasn't deme gneva. It was that money. I fooled you. I went to a guy, I sold him gneva, and he gave me money thinking it's a mechira. It was no mechira. So astam, it's matakam. I did matakam. I have to clap al chait. I took money. So that money, lechayir, if I'm zeichin, my husband should be zeichin it. How you have a case that she got something that now he can go after that money? I don't understand it. Who has to return the money? The woman has to return the money to the buyer. So that's it. So how could she now give it to the nigna? So if it was yish and it was yish with Shina Rishos,
she has rechiv to return that money.
Lachaira, if that chayfetz she took from the guy was stolen, right? Which it was sort of stolen, right? That chayfetz is banned. Lamasha, when you have mekach toys, so maklok is yishayin. But let's say a regular simple case of Mumbai. This is worse than mum. But mum, there was a mechira and the guy tied mekach toys. So he undid the mechira of my freya. Okay, now the money is still banned by the seller, and he didn't spend the money. It's maklok is yishayin. The buyer might have a right to demand that very same money. That's my money. You're holding to my money. There was no mechira. I now undid the mechira retroactively. This is 10 times better. This is the mechira never started in the first place. You thought you tricked me. You thought you were selling an item to me. You played it with me. You were selling a Brooklyn Bridge. It wasn't yours. It was from Brooklyn.
Before he would find the moon in that case.
Sorry?
Before he would know about the moon.
Then if she sells it, then lechayir it's kain. Then she could sell it. But here, this never was chal. The Gneva was never chal. Who didn't know about it?
The person.
But the Isha knows about it. The Isha is the Ganav. She knows about it. So now she has money that was never chal.
She's not going to undo it with Megathais.
I understand. No, but we know that the mechir was never chal. She tried to sell something that never belonged to her.
The mechir is not chal even before the buyer comes along.
L'chaira. L'chaira. It's a gneva. Could I sell your shirt? If I sell your shirt to someone, is the mechir chal just you could undo it? Or I'm not the buyer to sell your shirt. So if that's the case, so how come we, the Bezin, are forcing her to take this chiluf of and give it back to the nigdav? It doesn't belong to her to give it. It belongs to the buyer.
What's the problem with saying that
it's not no problem. If you want to say it's only if the Yishin, I have no problem. You can say, Kustam, I'll make a better stam, Gnev is Yish Bailim, so it's in Pashas is the case.
Is that the case? Should the money go to the husband?
Then I could hear, maybe they were never misakin. The husband owns money that came Machmas Gneva.
What's wrong? She wasn't allowed to sell it, right? She knew she's not a hetter.
Correct.
So if it's not a hetter, but she did what she sold the other person's item.
Right.
The money automatically belongs to that person.
Belongs to which person? To the nigna. Okay, maybe if that's how it works, I don't know, but if that's how it works, fine. So you want to say in the whole
kim? He's going
to
take
Chosha
money.
But you're not allowed to take it. Chosha isn't an excuse. How could he take someone else's money?
He bought the thing and he's happy
with it. But could he be Makadish and with his money? It's not his money. It belongs to the buyer. I have an Eitzah. It's a Doikak Eitzah. The Eitzah is like this. That since Yena, the buyer, is holding on to my chavits, so the buyer stole from me, right? So the buyer owes me money too, right? I mean, Betzim, I could go to the Isha for stealing from me, and now if she sold it to the buyer, I can go to the buyer for stealing from me, right? So he owes me. And also, she owes the buyer money too, because the Mechir wasn't Chal. So she owes the money back to the buyer. So she owes the money back to the buyer, and the buyer owes me. So maybe I'll shibud to the nasan, I'll take the money from her. She owes money back to the buyer owes me, so I'll take that money back. I'll shibud to the nasan. A lot going on here, it doesn't say. And whereas I didn't see anyone who tells what's going on. The only thing I saw is Rekiv Eigel, he says, I'm Bishukunak Evanezah, Simon Tzadi Siftes, that over there, it says Halakha Faket. Over there is a case that she sold Nixley Malug when she had no right to sell it. And over there, the Halakha is that she has to return the money, or he, the husband, if she died and her husband was Yashin the Chayfet, so he has to return the money back to the buyer. And Shulchanok over there says if it's Ben, but if it's not Ben, even Chilufov, you don't have to return. So it sounds like Rekiv Eigel asking a steer, why over there Chilufov you don't have to return, and here Chilufov you do have to return. But I didn't see anyone who really like discussed what's going on here. At the Kanis Hashuk by Gzela Tegedin, by for that buyer. So that buyer were able to keep the Chayfetz. No, but the Kanis Hashuk still says he has to give me back the Chayfetz. I just have to pay him money. Oh, you mean so you're saying there won't be Shibud Rav Nosson, what I'm saying? I hear. I mean, if it's a Kanis Hashuk, so he'll get back. No, but he'll still get back the money from her. He'll still owe me the Chayfetz, so I'll have to give him money, but she also has to give him money. I mean, so that washes it out. I hear. I can't say, so maybe it won't be Shibud Rav Nosson. I hear. Okay, so making it even worse. Because so the only answer that we have here is it'll be Yish already, and then we have Yish with Shinu Yishus. Okay, fine. Fine, let's continue. Beis. Eishes Ruvain, Hishilo, the Eishes Shimon Chafetim, V'yotza Ko, Be'ir, Shinignavu, and it came out, it was stolen. It means one lady lent another lady an item to use, and now came a kol be'ir she'ed nignavu, was stolen. Im Shimon, that's the husband of the second lady, Im Shimon is moedesh ha'chafetim bo'o lushusay, ve'eno yedeya ma'nasabem, he has no idea what happened to the item. He's playing dumb. I have no idea what happened to your chafetz. Tzarech lishava, he must swear, she'enum b'shusay, he has to make one shua that it's eno b'shusay, v'shaloi shalach behem yad, he has to make another shua, shaloi shalach behem yad. The gam ha'isha tishava, and the isha also has to make a shvur she'enu b'shusay v'yichtuvo la'psak din she'chayevus l'shalim ha'chfeitzim l'kishadisamin oi tizgarish. She'll have to pay her back lo ha'chfeitzim l'kishadisamin oi tizgarish. Bekitza, what the mechab is mechadish, that not only do you go after the isha who borrowed, you can go after the isha's husband. How do you go after the isha's husband? So the Sma brings down, which is really the Chuvah Sarash, is that you can be mashbiya, even though it's a tiny suffix, I have no idea that the Baal did something here bad. I have no idea the Baal was involved at all. But it's reglaim ladava. I lent your wife an item. You have no idea what happened to the chayfis. You're playing dumb. You must be in cahoots with your wife. You must have did something. And therefore, I want you to make a shvua that you have no idea where it is. It's not in your rishos. It's even though it's only a tiny suffix, but reglaim, even though normally you need a first shvua says it's a tiny bari, but when there's reglaim ladava, that something smells over here, then you're allowed to make a shvua even on a tiny suffix. I could give you a shvua that shaloi shalach ben yad also. Sounds like, I don't know why, but it sounds like it's fishy. It sounds like he must be using the item too. And if I can make a shvua shaloi shalach ben yad, because if you're shalach ben yad, you're shoshalim edas, you're a ganif. So I can get that shvua as well. And the tour goes even the next step, and the sman sivkan hey brings from the tour, that you also have to swear gam shaloi pasha basha nigna. V'chein kasam maram leo ba'gos seif simen tzadivov, the Ramah paskin tzadivov, that you actually make a third shvua, which is shalai pashaba. And that, the Beda Kabayis didn't like, the Ksois brings it down, everyone jumps, that the Baal is not a shamer on this item. The only way to get to the husband, he didn't borrow it, so he's not a shamer. The only way to get to him is because it looks fishy that he must be playing a game here, and he's stealing the item. So I understand why you can make a shvua, there's no b'shus, maybe he's stealing, he's sitting on it. And I understand why you make a shvua shalai shalak bayad, maybe he's used it, he was a shvua shalai midas. But how do you make a shvua that he was loy pasha? Let's say he was pasha. He's not a shamer. Who cares if he was pasha? He doesn't, a shamer has to be careful not to be b'shea, but not a baal. So what's going on that you're making shvua shalai pasha? So I tell you, any shua, you have a shua's heses. He's taken out a shema, I give him a shua's heses. And normally shua's heses need a tiny bari, but when it's fishy, when it's reglaim ladav, you can make a shua's heses even when it's not a tiny bari.
Who's
the tiny? Tiny's on him. You must be playing games here. What do you mean? You don't know where the chavitz is? She borrowed a car, have no idea where your car is. You don't know where the car is? You crazy? You don't like lose a car. Like, what do you do? What do your wife do with the car? Have no idea. It sounds funny. So it sounds funny. It sounds like you're in a plot with your wife to steal my car. So I'll make you make a shura in the bishul saying shalai shalak bayat. Yeah, but he does. That's fush alak. If she borrows something, he doesn't become a borrow on the item. Fush alak. He's not kai. That's halakha. Why should he have dinim? He has dinim to be owned an item, but he doesn't have doesn't have dinim that he's a shayel on the item. No, it's not like an eved mamish. We give him schusim in what she got. He doesn't have a schus in what she was. No, it's not true. There is a halakha that if she borrowed and she told her husband about the borrowing and she gave it to him and he used the item, when he used the item, then he turns into a shayel. Yeah. But till he used the item, or if he didn't even know about it, Havadi is not going to be a shayel. So why over here? So that's what the Mechaber left out, that last shvuah. The Rama who brings down that last shvuah is a pella. How do you bring down shalei pasha ba? So the smile learns that somehow the husband turns into a shayim and everyone blasts. That's not true. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say a deichik when the Rama said over there shalei pasha ba shenigna means that he wasn't in cahoots with the gan. If he didn't allow it to be stolen so that he should share in the geneva, he'll get a commission in this. So that's what shalei pasha ba. We're getting him that he's like sort of a chaylik and maganet, that he's also a ganet. But otherwise, the chayde, he doesn't have a shrua of shalei pasha ba.
The husband doesn't know that maybe the husband will be coming home and learn all day.
So if he doesn't know about it, he doesn't know about it. It's fine. Yeah. Let's try to finish this in a few quick halakas. Gimel. Katan shenganav, if a kid steals, a minor steals, machzirin keren labailim, you have to give back to keren labailim, imhu be'en, if it's be'en. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out here too, oi chilufav, even if it's not be'en, if he sold and he got something in its exchange, that also has to go back. And just to point out, there's a ksav soifah who holds that a katan, since a katan is not a chiv, he has no averis, so he doesn't have a din of leisigzol, he also doesn't have a chiv ve'eshav either. So the reason why you're taking back this item must be because the maaser belongs to the nigdash. The kid?
Yeah.
All right.
So
how does it pass chilufah? If the only way is yishuv shini rishus, so here there's no shini rishus, nothing works, so the money belongs to the buyer, so here it's going to be worse. Okay, the Mechaber left it out, but you mean to say, what? Maybe that's why the Mechaber left it out. Hey, if the Aruch HaShulchan says it over here, very good. The Aruch HaShulchan says, oy chilufah here too. The me'eno be'en, and if it's not be'en, he's pato af la'ache sheyagdil, even after he becomes an adult. That means if he bought something, he stole something as a kid, and he lost it, and now he becomes a big boy, he's potter. He gave me a pigios and roi. He's not responsible for the actions that he did when he was a kid. And Gadad Usma points out that before, I didn't say it over, but hu adin cherish and shayt had the same din like a cotton, pigios and rov. There's a piske tshuva over here, that the piske tshuva brings from the Shvus Yankiv, the two chalukim. First of all, he says that if the cotton ate the item when he was a kid, he derived hanof from the item, then the cotton will be chayiv. Now it's veheishib, but just like there's a din in Reish Lamed Hei by Katanim that things that he derives hanof from, like when he borrows, he's chayv to pay back. So too, since he stole and he derived pleasure from it, he'll have a chiv to pay it back. That's one din that Shvus Yankiv says. And the second din Shvus Yankiv says is even though he's potter, when he didn't derive pleasure from his potter kishigdil, but avadi is chayv. Well, his lashon is bebolat tizidei shemayim hu bichayev, and he's come from in Shem Mem Gimel, I believe he comes from in Arachayim. Over there, it says that a cotton should do tshuva when he grows up for the maisim that he did when he was a kid. And the Mishaburu brings down that if he stole or he's mazik when he was a kid, then latzis yidei shemayim or midi, actually lefnimish. I think his lashon lefnimish shuras adin. He should give it back because the pesukim prove that a cotton is really not even chayv latzis yidei shemayim. But I guess it's the next step, not a chiv latzis shemayim, but midis chasidis oy lefnimish shuras adin. He should pay back when he's an adult, but he doesn't have a chiv to pay back unless he has ano. That's the Shvus Yankiv. The Erech Shai disagrees and brings kama v'kamarai. It's not like the Shvus Yankiv that even if he derived hanot from the item, he still will not have a chiv. And there's a truce ma'am shik like that. There are many, many poiskim who argue the Shvus Yankiv. Okay, Shvus Yankiv is kamara yochid bedova, and it's no shaykhis to Reish Lamrei. Reish Lamrei is that the chazal masakin that a cotton kishagi loynes aputis that memkar memkar they could buy, they could sell, they could do just basic things to be a human being, part of society, that the people should deal with them in business. One of the things is, if they borrow, we allow them to borrow and they allow them to pay back. There's a chiv to pay back, because if not, they'll never be able to borrow. No one's going to lend the money to Gotten knowing that he'll never pay back. So they created a chiv that the Gotten to pay is back. But Dr. Eshai, that passes when a guy is borrowing. When a Gotten's stealing, it doesn't pass the sort. What are you going to say? That we must act and he should pay back. Why? Because otherwise people won't allow him to steal. It's coming to let me das abhail. We're not allowing to do. We're not engaging in business with him. So it doesn't pass the whole takono. So it doesn't pass the takono. So avad is not going to be chayv. He's a Gotten. Pigyos and raw. And even if he was nener from the item, la halacha, pasha, that's halacha. We go like most paiskim, that even if he's nener from the item, he's going to be potter. All right, let's try to finish up two more quick halachas. Eved sheganav machzirin keren labaylam imhu be'en, the same halacha as like a cotton, pigas and rav, em eino ben, if it's not be'en, ein ba'olav chayv l'shalim. However, nishtachre eved chayv l'shalim im yeshloi, just like an isha when she gets divorced, so to an eved when he becomes free, then he'll be able to have money, then he'll be chayv. Means be'etem an eved is chayv to pay, b'yisoid. He's like an isha, just he has no money to pay, because machakon eved kon a rabbi, but when he becomes free and he'll have money, then he could pay. One more halacha. Hey, roya lebezin lahakus hakatanim kifi koyach hakotin ala geneva kedei shelo yu regilim ba v'chein ha-meziku shar nezakim v'chein makim vodim ha-meziku maka rabba shelo yu mushulachim lahazek avada. As a din musa, you have to train these katanim and train these avodim not to steal and not to be wild and not to hit people, and therefore, yes, we are even allowed to be maka katanim to make sure that he learns his lesson not to do this again. All right, good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.